wastewater agreement number 259-1, Sussex County Project 81-04, the reserves phase two, Ocean View expansion in Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. And the second one is wastewater agreement number 387-1, Sussex County Project number 8104, Oak Creek phase four, AKA Sawgrass North, West River expansion, Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Any questions on these two?
No.
If none, entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Thank you. John Ashman. Wastewater planning matching grants, Dewey Beach and Rock Island. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I guess I got to change my notes. I'm not here this morning. I'm here this afternoon to request a resolution for a regional planning study grant for Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The resolution of Sussex County Council is required in order for the engineering department to apply for a wastewater planning matching grant from the Water Infrastructure Advisory Council. Due to redevelopment and projected growth in Dewey Beach area, we are finding it necessary to have an updated infrastructure map and sewer model for the district. We also know that several pump stations are scheduled for rehabilitation, and the results of this study will be incorporated into those pump station designs. And during Superstorm Sandy, some flows from the Dewey Beach area surcharged the city of Rehoboth system, causing the county to throttle back its main pump station, which resulted in several homes experiencing wastewater backups. Therefore, the engineering department's desirous of a recommendation on how to best manage similar storm scenarios and identify any upgrades needed or recommended to avoid this issue. The county has selected Pannoni Associates from the previously approved miscellaneous consultants, and they have supplied a cost proposal of $49,985. And as the grant monies are based on a 50% match up to $50,000 per project, this project is eligible for a full 50% match. Therefore, we're requesting $24,933 matching grant from the Water Infrastructure Advisory Council, and our funds have been approved in the current budget. And at this time, we'd also like to request permission to approve a contract with Pannoni Associates Incorporated to compile and complete the Dewey Beach planning study for a sum of $49,985.
Okay, so I guess we need two motions, Mr. Moore. We need a motion for the grant request.
Well, I have a resolution for
a resolution. Mm-hmm. We have to approve the resolution, and then the second is your wanting to approve for Pannoni Associates, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Why don't you, for the resolution, read the Do you have a copy, Mr. Moore, or do you not?
I believe you
okay.
have
I have it if you don't.
If you would read a short title.
To submit a request for a regional wastewater planning grant to the Water Infrastructure Advisory Council for matching funds to finance a planning study for the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District and approve a contract with Pannoni Associates for the completion of the study. I kind of have it grouped together.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's fine. Questions from council? Mm-mm. Hearing none, I entertain a motion.
I'll make motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
I'll second it.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. My other item is for a resolution for a planning grant study for the Roxanne area. Again, resolution is required for us to apply for the planning matching grant. And during the establishment of our Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District, there were parcels out of our proposed boundary requesting sewer service, including the fire department and the Moose Lodge in Roxana, and extending well past the intersection of Route 17. This study will confirm the size of this drainage basin and the number of existing homes that can be served based on the capacity that we have at our South Coastal Treatment Plant. The grant monies are based on the 50% match up to $50,000. We expect the estimated cost to come in above that number, so at this time we request the maximum. Therefore, we believe the project be liable for the 50% match, and funds have been approved in our current budget.
If you'd read the short title of the resolution.
To submit a request for a regional wastewater planning grant to the Water Infrastructure Advisory Council for matching funds to finance a planning study for the Roxana area.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
And no pleasure. Oh, motion, Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Questions on the motion?
I do.
Mr. Arlette.
Just a timeline on this and the previous one. When will these begin? How long are these studies going to be?
I believe the Dewey Beach one we've been pretty, four months?
4 to 6 months.
4 to 6 months. Roxanna may be a little more involved in that because we want to identify the basin, and then we'll go into the study.
Okay. All right, thank you.
More questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obvious, Mr. Carey. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Lank? Report on received information regarding conditional use number 2014 application of Jay Beach.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
On your packet last week, you have a report from myself addressing the Jay Beach application conditional use 2014. It is a report for the purpose of clearing the record. As you note, on May 19th, council held a public hearing. There was a motion, second, to defer action on this application and leave the record open for certain information. And noted information being from the Department of Natural Resources, Environmental Control, Sussex Conservation District, and any other appropriate agency concerning soils brought to the property. And once that information is received, which would be today, the record would be open for 15 additional days for written public comments to respond to those comments received. In your packet, you have a copy of a response from Denrec Site Investigation and Restoration Section through an email from Todd Kessler, a hydrologist. The email included some attachments related to soil sampling conducted on the site, which are copied with this memorandum. You also received comments from Jessica Watson, Program Manager for the Sussex Conservation District, referencing that Mr. Beach is working with the district and is currently in compliance with the standard plan application for sediment and erosion control. Attached to my memorandum is also a copy of the comments requested or letters sent to, Ms. Durant of the Site Investigation and Restoration Section of Denrec and Ms. Jessica Watson, Program Manager of the Conservation District. Their responses, those comments or letters were both sent on June 8th of 2015. So the purpose of today's meeting is to get the clock started for the written comments based on those comments received. And that 15th day should be close of business on August 26th.
Okay.
That will be written comments from the public relating to those two comments received.
Those two comments from Denrec and Soil Conservation.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
I have a question.
Steve.
How do you contact the folks that who you think are interested in commenting, or are they just automatically expected to? How does that work? Is this posted
in the
paper?
Well, we don't send an additional notices.
Okay, it's not in the paper or anything?
It's announced on the agenda for
right.
the council.
Mm-hmm.
It's reported to council today, and
right.
then it would be 15 days for written comments.
Okay, so they would find out by having remembered that there was...
We don't normally send another repeat notices to everyone that received notice.
Okay.
A lot of times the comments that we get in the public hearing process aren't even under our list of people within 200 foot.
Okay. Well, is it limited to people within 200?
No, it's not limited to them.
Okay.
But, I mean, we only had a list that serves those parties that are within 200 foot of the
okay.
site.
Well, I think the main issue was probably with the next door neighbor anyway. So,
right.
So every government that could look into it has looked into it.
And we've had regular residents in the immediate area have been regular visitors to the file.
I'm very happy to hear that. Yeah. Thank you for the attention put onto it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any more questions of council? Okay.
Thank you.
Next thing is old business, change of zone 1768, conversions communities.
Back.
You're back.
Can't replace you.
And after we deal with this, then we will move then into public hearings that are advertised at 1:30 and then back up on the agenda.
Also in your packet, Friday you received old business item, change of zone number 1768, Convergence Communities. This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community for a certain parcel land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 49.66 acres, more or less, for land lying north of Road 361, Muddy Neck Road, east and south of Ocean Way Estate Subdivision, west of Assawaman Canal, and also north of Ocean View Beach Club Community in the town of Ocean View, with access from Nantasic Avenue, Old Orchard Avenue, Ocean Beach Avenue, and Gooseberry Avenue, with 911 address not available. The tax map ID is District 134, map 17, parcel number 12. The Planning and Zoning Commission originally heard public hearing on this application on April 9th of 2015. Before you have a full report of the commission's record. And for the record, Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1768 for Convergence Communities for a change of zone from AR1 agriculture residential to MRRPC medium density residential main community based upon the information contained in the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed MRRPC project meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county because the proposed project is in a developing area as established by the comprehensive land use plan. Two, the proposed rezoning to a MRRPC meets the purpose of both the MR and the RPC zoning designation since it provides for a superior living environment where county sewer and central water are available. Three, sewer service will be provided as part of a county-operated sanitary sewer district, and adequate wastewater capacity is available for the project. Four, central water will be provided to the project. Five, with the conditions placed upon this project, the RPC designation is appropriate for this parcel of land, and that the purpose of an RPC is to encourage large-scale development as a means to create superior living environments and the use of design ingenuity. Six, the development will be required to comply with all DLDOT requirements, including entrance locations and roadway improvements. Seven, this application with the conditions placed upon it is consistent with the surrounding areas, which include a mix of single-family residential and multifamily residential developments. Eight, there was no opposition to this application reported during the public hearing. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of residential units shall not exceed 164 units, which shall consist of 120 single-family units and 44 townhouse units. B, site plan review shall be required for each phase of development. C, all entrance, intersection, interconnection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's requirements or in accordance with any further modification required by DLDOT. D, the development shall be served as part of a Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and regulations. E, the MRRPC shall be served by a public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as so required by applicable regulations. F, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices, also known as BMPs. Final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. G, the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements and/or specifications. As so proffered by the applicant, street design shall include sidewalks on both sides of all streets. H, the applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design. I, construction site work, grading and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on offer to the property shall only occur from Monday through Saturday and only between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. J, the applicant shall cause to be formed a homeowners or condominium association to be responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, open spaces, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. K, federal and state wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas except where authorized by federal or state permits. The wetland areas shall be clearly marked on the site with permanent markers. L, there shall be a 50-foot buffer from all tidal wetlands. M, as proffered by the applicant, owners and residents of the proposed development shall be entitled to use all the recreational amenities of the adjacent Ocean View Beach Club development under the same rights, responsibilities, and fees applicable to owners and residents of the Ocean View Beach Club. And N, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated That motion carried 5-0. That's all I have.
Pleasure, council.
Let me just I want to ask a question. When do you want to ask a question? Is it now or?
We can ask questions. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Ask a question. Okay. The concern was the county and the city, you know, combination on this project. Would there be any reason ever that we should maybe put a notice in there so that the residents who are living in the county don't have any expectations of certain services because the city is controlling the bulk of the community, it seems, or something? Is there any reason we should? Because there is going to be a conflict if they don't get annexed.
Right.
I'm just wondering for just a notice. I'm not just trying to make any rules or do anything, but put, you know how we do with agriculture sometimes? We put somebody on notice. Could it be possible that the developers of this project would have to put some kind of notice
my
or
only
disclosure or something to put the notice so that they know that they're not in the city limits of Ocean View and have the expectation of calling a town policeman or some exec, or have a problem, they call a town council. I'm just trying to find a disclosure would work. Can we require disclosure?
My only concern, are we going to get to the point that any piece of property that's adjacent to a town, are we going to put that same type disclosure and indicate that the people should not call the town on those kind of issues?
Well,
that would be my concern.
It's the connection of this particular site is kind of unique. I know there's always going to be somebody abutting somebody, but because to get to it, you'll be going through the city to get to the county. And then it's surrounded. So I just think it's something simple, a disclosure possibly. I mean, could we? I don't see how that could hurt. Just say a disclosure, worded by the applicant and.
In sales information and deeds that the people are notified
somewhere
that they are in the county jurisdiction. I mean, we could certainly put that in. I'm not sure that is necessary, but.
Well, I can just see a conflict, and I just
would
rather
put,
be proactive.
Would you put that under N? I mean, under O as a condition?
Yes, you would just state that the in sales literature and in the deed that the any purchasers are notified that they are in the county jurisdiction, as long as it remains in county jurisdiction.
Right.
Some of it effect is.
Seems reasonable.
It's fine. I mean, I'm just asking you how we should do it.
Bethany.
Yeah, it's our sewer, but the issue I think Sam what he's talking about is that the whole area is surrounded by the town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in effect, and you also
think they're in the. You know, I mean, just I don't know.
Then what they did, Mike, they added this onto a community that was annexed into Ocean View.
Right.
And I think the access. The connection is from through
that
the town. So you
right.
go through the town to get to this county, and the only way to get out is come back through the town.
Right.
And it's kind of isolated. It's kind of, like I say, it's a little landlocked. And I just think a disclosure of some sort would be very helpful because that would put them on notice that there's no confusion. Oh, who told me? Nobody told me. Those darn realtors.
Well, Mr. President, may I? I just again, I think from the consumer standpoint, I will tell you this will absolutely be a confusion for those consumers, because you enter the community, you are entering the town limits of Ocean View, from the current phase or the adjacent parcel, I should say, that is being constructed right now, and this proposed zoning change parcel is directly next door. And the only way you can get to this proposed lot is to go through the town.
Right.
So I would presume, who knows, but I mean, I would expect anyways that the developer will just have an extension of the current piece of the community as being another phase of the existing. So it will absolutely create a confusion for the general public. Why are they in the town? We're not. They'll be happy because there's less taxes, of course. And they'll be pleased with that. But I think from the consumer standpoint, I think we should do something as it relates to that, because they will not have a clue. And I will even tell you, probably most of the realtors out there will have a clue.
But it could also, Everett, set a precedent. Maybe if we get in this situation again, we'll know what we should be doing this. We should be putting people
on.
Yes, the language I would suggest is the applicant shall notify potential purchasers and actual purchasers through sale literature and deed that the property is in the county jurisdiction. This requirement shall automatically terminate in the event this parcel is annexed.
It sounds fine with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just wonder why the town didn't annex that land. I mean, we have no control over that.
Nope.
So
they have to ask the town.
So sounds like we're doing the best we can.
It was a separate parcel,
mm-hmm.
and it was annexed recently and mm-hmm. now being developed in the town.
Mm-hmm.
But this parcel is now conveyed to her several years ago on another project, and now it's come back under convergence.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we going to use part of the town's sewer system?
The town doesn't have a sewer system.
The town hasn't got sewer.
They don't have sewer.
County,
we do, Sam.
Well, the town has cancer.
Right. Yes.
Oh, so it's all our system.
Yes, sir. Okay. Any other question from council?
No, thank you.
No big deal.
Need to read the short title.
Right. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district, residential planned community for certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 49.66 acres more or less for reasons 1 through 8 with conditions 9A through N. And if it's your desire to amend, need a motion to add O, which is the applicant shall notify potential purchasers and actual purchasers through sales literature and deed that the property is in the county jurisdiction. This request shall automatically terminate in the event this parcel is annexed.
Should we make a motion to amend first?
Yes, make an amend to add
right. No, second.
I'll make the motion to amend.
Second, Mrs. Deaver, to amend the conditions by adding condition O.
As read.
As read by Mr. Moore. Any questions on that? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. I have a yes motion carried. Now then, we entertain a motion to approve.
Yes, I'll read the short title with all the conditions.
Please.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district, residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 49.66 acres more or less for reasons 1 through 8. And with the conditions as amended, 9A through O.
Pleasure,
I'll make
counsel.
The motion that we adopt the ordinance with the amended conditions.
I'll second.
Mr. Cole, second Mr. Arlett to approve change of zone 1768 with the conditions as read by Mr. Moore into the record. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
My vote is yes, and very much because of the work that planning and zoning has done on this, and also because of the exact reasons that they've given, and with the amended conditions.
Mr. Cole.
Although, yes, the project's an infill project and is meets the standards of our land use plan.
Mr. Arlett.
Likewise, I will also vote yes, as it has been suggested and recommended by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Wilson.
I also vote yes with the amendments.
I also agree it is an infill. I agree with the conditions placed on by planning and zoning as amended by us. And I'll vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Lang.
There's more?
I don't know if you're ready for public hearings.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, wait, let me run.
We'll move.
I'm going to go get my glasses. Go ahead.
You move on. We're going to move now to our 1:30 public hearings. As advertised, Mr. Moore, if you would start, we'll be good to go.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to now read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application will be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendations made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their applications. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. There is also a sign-in sheet, and please sign. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank, and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, Council will do likewise. And the first hearing today is Change of Zone 1778, John Floyd Lingo. Mr. Lank.
Yes, thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 74 hundredths of an acre, more or less. The property is located south of Route 9, Lewis Georgetown Highway, 200 feet east of Route 5, Harbison Road. 911 address was not available. Tax map ID is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 68. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on July 9th of 2015. The record's clear, as is in your packet. The applicant did provide surveys and site plans with their application on April 20th, 2015, and also provided an exhibit booklet on June 29th, 2015. Before you have copies of the exhibit booklet, that's the same or similar to that exhibit booklet provided to the commission. The county or the Department of Transportation comments were within the packet. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division gave comments in the form of a memorandum. The Sussex Conservation District provided comments in the form of a memorandum on July 8th of 2015. John Floyd Lingo was present with Rich Abbott, Esquire, and Mark Davison, project manager for Pannoni Associates, and gave testimony. Mr. Abbott also read the suggested proposed findings of fact offered in tab 6 of the exhibit booklet. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone number 1778 for John Floyd Lingo for a change in zone from AR1 agriculture residential to CR1 commercial residential based upon a record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this request is for the expansion of an existing commercially zoned property. The expansion area includes an existing business use. Two, the rezoning is at the signalized Route 5 and Route 9 intersection. This is an appropriate location for CR1 commercial residential zoning. Three, the rezoning is consistent with other existing commercial zoning and uses in the area. Four, the rezoning will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Five, the rezoning will allow for the relocation of structures from the adjacent commercially zoned property onto part of this property in conjunction with DelDOT's reconstruction of the Route 5, Route 9 intersection. And six, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated. And that motion carried 5-0. I received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date since July 9th.
Are there any questions from council of Mr. Lang? If not, Mr. Abbott.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Mr. President, members of council, Richard Abbott on behalf of Mr. John Lingo, who's seated in the audience, and Mark Davidson is also with me with Pannoni and Associates of Milton to answer any technical questions. Jumping right into the details of this, it's a 3/4-acre parcel that's located next to the existing strip shopping center where the Harbison Deli, Post Office, Exxon gas station, et cetera, are currently situated. You see on the screen an aerial photograph with the overlay of the boundary lines on the area to that's just at the corner, precise corner. That's the existing commercial site. To the right of that is the property in issue. It was a subject of a conditional use a few years ago, and always wanting to cover some issues up front. Part of the reason why we're here at this juncture is because there was a mistake made as to the breadth of that conditional use, and the Tupperware store was moved from the shopping center over there. It's not technically permitted under the conditional use. We were going to be coming before the council for a rezoning eventually due to a DLDOT issue I'll explain in a moment. So we just sort of front-loaded or moved up the timing of our request. As to the DLDOT point, you'll see there's a cemetery on the opposite side of Route 5 on the west side. So that's it. When DLDOT does a project, which they are in this instance, to modify, i.e. expand, the intersection at Routes 9 and 5, predominantly for the truck traffic that's going to the Allen Harum chicken plant in Harbison, they're going to be coming onto the existing commercial site to the extent that it will impinge the ability and really constrict the circulation flow and access from Route 5 into the existing shopping center. And that creates a problem because of particularly the fuel delivery trucks, which are quite large and have maneuvering issues. There's also other large delivery trucks that come in and make deliveries to other businesses in the shopping center. So in order to alleviate that, the plan is to take the old post office building, which is right now a barbershop. It's sort of the standalone building you'll see at the end of the strip center there, closest to Route 5. That's going to end up being relocated, and you see straddling the two property lines where it says relocated barbershop building. That's where that's going to be resituated, thankfully for Mr. Lingo, at the expense of DLDOT. So, and we're going to need to get the rezoning in part because of that as well. That wouldn't work otherwise because of the need for the location of that building, and there would be a compensation issue that DLDOT would like to avoid because they'd lose a leasable space that's been there for a long time. So in any event, that's what brings us before you here as to why it would make sense. I can refer you obviously first and foremost to the points that are listed in the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation, which I think speak for themselves. A few other points which are pertinent that weren't specifically mentioned in there include the comprehensive plans, designation of this as a developing area, as well as other commercial uses in the area. This is, in effect, a commercial intersection location, and this, we believe, represents a logical, small but logical expansion of that commercial corner. Not going to get any commercial on the southwest corner, of course, the quiet corner, as we could call it. But in any event, so we're trying to work this. And DLDOT, I will say, worked with us rather well. They did accommodate by modifying their plans as much as they possibly could to limit the taking, so that they initially wanted another 11, 12 feet to put in an extra turning lane there. And they abandoned that so that they didn't impinge the site so much that we lost the canopy and the gas pumps, which would have been fatal, obviously, to the gas station. Difficult to relocate tanks, et cetera. So it was going to become quite a mess, and we sort of sorted it out. And we're before you here today, as I said, at least in part, to try and accommodate that and to make this work for all parties involved. So with that, I think that's the gist of what we wanted to present. As I said, Mr. Davidson's here. If there are any technical questions about the zoning, there's no change in the configuration other than the barber shop. And obviously, we'll have to remove that property line because Mr. Lank will make sure and remind us of that. So that'll be done subsequently if we are fortunate enough to get the rezoning approved. So,
Mr. Abbott, do you have any witnesses that would like to testify at this point?
No, I think that covers the gamut. Thank you.
So I have a question. Yeah, nice, safe, easy access to the property. Is it? Because you know how busy that corner is. So I'm assuming that's part of
the DelDOT case. It's a good point, Councilman Deaver. The DelDOT is going to further constrict the extent of access.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Interestingly, back in the 90s, when I represented DelDOT, we actually took some property for a different project from Mr. Lingo. So Delaware being what it is, now I get hired 20 years later to represent him.
You've gone from bad guy to good guy?
I guess so. to my benefit, I guess. But so, we limited access at that time to some degree, because previously it was wide open access along both frontages. And it's going to be a little bit further constricted, but of course there has to be a sufficient opening to allow the large delivery trucks to get in. And but the DelDOT typically will like to, they want to see access as far away from the signal
the corner.
On 9 as far away from the signal south of 9 along Route 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And when they exit, will they have a lane just to merge in with the traffic or not?
When they exit.
Exit to the
okay,
right.
Well, if we're exiting the site, you're talking about the on the DelDOT site, not the okay.
Well, yeah.
The one that the Harbison Deli, Harbison Shopping Center. If you exit onto Route 5 and you take a right, then no, there's not any specific lane. So there will have to be a waiting period, obviously, if there's a backlog of traffic.
Yeah.
If you exit right on to Route 9, though,
that's
I don't know, Mark, will there?
I'm not sure if the project proposes
an acceleration lane exiting on Route 9 eastbound.
Uh-huh. Okay. Nothing.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson with Pannoni Associates. The exit's going to be concentrated on the new one. I'm going to try to use this thing again. Right there is going to be the entrance and exit. Right now it's the whole entire length of the property that you enter and exit off of Route 5.
Uh-huh.
Now on to Route 9, they're going to lengthen this island a little bit that's located in this area.
Okay.
But the entrance is still going to be that pavement is kind of so between those two red marks right there. That's where the entrance and exit is going to be on Route 9. So it was kind of tricky on their part to be able to shut that entire entrance way down because it would leave them with no access to the site from Route 9 if they try to do that. So they're going to pinch it a little bit, but it's not going to be the whole entire way.
I have a thing about Route 9 and access, so I'll be watching that very closely. Thank you.
Any more questions from council?
Hearing no other questions, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone who'd like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if council's prerogative to close the public record.
We'll close public hearing.
I'd like
okay,
to do that.
Council will close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
Yes, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 0.74 acre more or less for reasons given by planning and zoning as 1-6.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson, to approve change of zone 1778. Questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes, Ed, for 1778, based on planning and zoning's comments and their reasons. And it seems to me it's just an efficiency move on their part. And I vote yes.
Cole.
I'll vote yes. It's an extension of a commercial district and it's appropriate.
Mr. Arlett.
I also will vote yes. It makes complete sense, to be honest with you, at that intersection on Route 9 to make that happen. So, yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes.
I also agree with the reasons for planning and zoning. It does make sense. It's the commercial district next door, so I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Mr. Moore, next.
Yes, the next case is change of zone number 1779, Thomas K. and Judy L. Munson. Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.033 acres, more or less. Property is located east.